Right, coming up to 4:45, I think it's about time to do one of our random acts of kindness.
Okay.
Randomly. Hi, Maha.
Hi, Scott.
So, you know someone who deserves a random act of kindness, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Who's that?
That's my boyfriend, Nick.
Okay, tell me all about Nick.
Well, we've been going out for just over 3 years, and just over a year ago, my mum passed away, and even though he's been suffering from depression, he's been able to look after me loads.
So the depression's quite bad, is it?
Yeah, it is, it is. It's quite serious. I mean, like, it started off not too bad, but, I mean, like, he's been on a variety of, like, antidepressants, and they don't do anything for him. And they've made him worse, to be honest. It's just been getting worse and worse. But, like, he's still been able to look after me, and I think that's, like, amazing, basically.
So despite him being kind of clinically depressed, he's helped you through a lot of tough times when your mum died.
Well, I mean, like, she had cancer, and, like, I knew she was dying, and, like, whenever I was feeling down and stuff, he'd ring me up and stuff and, like, comfort me. And when she passed away, he drove all the way from Manchester down to Swansea and came to pick me up and took me back home to his.
So even though he was having a tough time, he was kind of not selfish about it in any way and just looked after you and made sure you're okay.
Yeah.
And that's why you've got in touch with me, isn't it?
Yeah, and I just want, you know, everyone to know how much I love him and stuff and how much he deserves this.
Okay, if you wait there.
Yep.
As always, I think there's something we can do with this, right?
Right.
Hang on there a second, we'll give Nick a call. Right, so we've just been talking to Maha. Hi, Maha.
Hi, Scott.
And Maha wants us to do a random act of kindness for her boyfriend, Nick. That's right, isn't it?
Yep.
Now, you've been together for nearly 3 years.
Yeah.
And during that time, it's been quite tough.
Yeah, he's been suffering from depression.
And also, your mum died of cancer just over a year ago.
Yeah.
But despite Nick suffering from the depression, he has been amazing help to you after your mum's death and all the way through up to it as well.
Yeah, he has. He's always been there for me, and, like, he's not been selfish about anything. Whenever I need him, he's always there to lean on.
And you just want him to know how much he means to you.
Yeah, and how much I love him and stuff, and how much he deserves this.
Which is why you sent me the email in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give him a call, shall we?
Okay. Hello.
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 Hello, is that Nick?
It is.
Hi, Nick. My name's Scott Mills. I'm calling from Radio 1.
You all right, Scott Mills?
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Bit strange to hear from me, maybe?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah. And maybe in your head now you're thinking, why is he calling me?
Yeah, something like that.
Have a think in your mind. Why would I be calling you?
Something to do with my girlfriend.
Right. What do you know?
I know it's my anniversary this week.
Right. Right, well, it is about your girlfriend. I can confirm that.
Right, go on then.
What's her name?
Maha.
Yeah. And she's got in touch with me to tell me what a truly amazing bloke you really are. Maha's been telling me that despite your own troubles, you've been pretty much the best support anyone could ever be.
I love you so much, and you've been there for me when my mum died and everything, even though you've got depression, and I just want to tell you how much I love you and how much amazing you are.
Thank you. I love you as well, baby. I'll always be there for you, don't worry.
So she got in touch with me to see if there's anything we could do to show how much you mean to her, all right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you both a bit of a treat, if you can, all right?
Right.
How does this sound, okay? Now, Nick, I know you're quite busy with exams and stuff at the moment, right?
Yeah.
But could you possibly get tomorrow off? Could you give yourself a day off?
Yeah.
Could
yeah.
you? Let me tell you your new plans then, all right?
Go
Scrap
on.
The revising for just one day, okay? We're going to pick you up. Where would you like to be picked up from?
Home.
Where's that?
Stockport.
Stockport, right, okay. We'll pick you up from Stockport. You're going to come to that London.
Right.
And when you get here, you will hang out, you'll stay in a nice hotel, you'll get a bit of time to yourselves, and then you're going to go to a very exclusive event which I've arranged for you, alright?
Okay.
Now, do you like that Charlotte Church?
Yeah.
Right, she's doing a very special thing tomorrow night. It's called the Orange Intimate and Unplugged gig.
Yeah.
This is something you can't buy tickets for, it's well exclusive. There's an invited audience, you'll be able to have a few drinks, go back to the hotel afterwards, and Charlotte will be playing some songs there acoustically live, and I've got you a pair of tickets for that too, and there'll be lots of famous people there and everything. How's that sound?
Great.
So you can come to London, chill out, spend some time together, do some shopping, whatever you want to do, and then the special gig in the evening. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Thanks.
Anything you want to say to Maha?
I love you.
I love you so much, Nick. You've been such a rock to me when I lost my mum, and I couldn't have asked for a better boyfriend than you.
I love you, baby. I'm always going to be there for you. Don't worry. I know you're always going to be there for me as well.
All right, you two have a brilliant time. Thank you.
One Scott Mill Radio 1.